If you are considering a retrofit for your UK home, understanding the whole house retrofit assessment is essential. The PAS 2035 standard requires this assessment for all substantial energy retrofits. Here is what it actually involves and why skipping it is a mistake. TLDR PAS 2035 is the UK standard for whole house retrofit assessments two-stage process, desktop study, using existing plans, then on-site survey assessment cost typically ranges from £400 to £800 for standard houses required for ECO for grants and to prevent costly retrofit mistakes a good assessment covers fabric, services, occupant needs and future-proofing homeowners often skip this for quick fixes, risking poor energy performance assessment must include risk assessments for health and safety during work documented plan is required before work starts, no exceptions. What a whole house retrofit assessment involves the assessment follows a two-stage process defined by PAS 2035. The first stage is a desktop study that examines your house's existing information. You will need to provide energy performance certificates, building plans, and history of previous work. The assessor analyses this to identify potential retrofits, gaps in information, and immediate risks. If the desktop study shows a viable retrofit path, the second stage is an on-site survey. The assessor visits your home to inspect fabric, services, and occupancy needs directly. Expect them to check insulation levels, heating systems, window conditions, and ventilation. They will also talk to you about how you use your home, whether you have young children, specific health conditions, or need extra space for working. Who needs a PAR 2035 assessment? This assessment is required if you are aiming for an ECO for grant or a substantial retrofit project. You do not need it for small measures like replacing one boiler, but it is mandatory for integrated fabric upgrades, new insulation, or comprehensive services work. If you are using a reputable retrofit provider, they will usually include this assessment in their process. Homeowners sometimes try to skip it for quick fixes, like installing insulation without checking the roof structure. This leads to problems like poor ventilation, mold, or even structural issues years later. A proper assessment prevents these risks from the start. Costs and timeframes. A standard home retrofit assessment typically costs between £400 and £800. This covers both the desktop study and on-site visit. For a larger house or one with complex issues, the price may rise. It usually takes 7 to 10 days from booking to receive your full report. Compare this to the potential costs of mistakes. Poor ventilation that leads to condensation damage might cost £2,000 to fix later. The assessment pays for itself in early savings. Putting it in context, this is not just paperwork. The assessment is where your retrofit journey begins. The report you receive will guide the entire retrofit process. It tells you what can be done, what needs to be done first, and what risks to avoid. It is the difference between a retrofit that actually delivers energy savings and one that just creates problems. Think of it as your retrofit roadmap. The assessor's recommendations form the basis for all future work. If you skip this step, you are essentially flying blind. A good assessment also checks for risks beyond energy, like asbestos or electrical hazards that could delay or prevent work. Do not assume your previous survey from a builder will suffice. The PAS 2035 standard demands a specific approach that considers all aspects holistically. Just asking for a quote on insulation is not the same as a formal assessment. With accurate data from a PAS 2035 assessment, you can make confident retrofit choices. You will get clear recommendations for your specific home, avoid wasted effort on measures that will not work, and know exactly what to expect from your retrofits.